Embrace. The Final Frontier. These are the voyages of Artie's Time Warp. Its mission: to honor outstanding music. 25 years of top 40 hits with a twist of history. To boldly go where no show has gone before.
August 67, the Beatles' manager Brian Epstein dies from an overdose of carbitrol, a barbiturate or sleeping pill, in his locked bedroom. He was 32. The Beatles meet the press after they're informed of Epstein's death.
John, where would you be today without Mr. Epstein?
I don't know.
Are you driving down to London tonight?
Yes, somebody's taking us down here.
You heard the news this afternoon, I believe.
Yes.
And Paul's already gone down?
Yes.
I see. I understand that Mr. Epstein was to be initiated here tomorrow.
Yes.
When was he coming up? Was he coming up in
coming
the afternoon?
Tomorrow. Just Monday, that's all we knew. I spoke to him Wednesday evening, the evening before we first saw Maharishi's lecture. And he was in great spirits.
I understand that this afternoon Maharishi conferred with you all. Could I ask you what advice he offered you?
He told us not to get overwhelmed by grief and to whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
Sandy Posey is on the charts in August 67.
Here he comes now. I've got to tell him somehow. Put it off till later, but it's best I do it now. Baby, listen to me, there is something I must try to say. I put it off so long, but I decided that today is the day. My love for you is dying. Oh no, please don't start crying. I take it back, I didn't mean it. Please forgive the things I say. I take it back, I'm sorry. I must have been out of my head. I
such a man. It must have hurt him a lot if he let me see him cry. But I must try again. This time, I'll say goodbye. Baby, you've been good to me. You've always done the best you could. So try to understand me now the way you've always understood. I can't go on another day. Oh, please, don't look at me that way. I take it back. I didn't mean it. Please forget what I just said. I take it back. I'm sorry. I must have been out of my head. Sometimes it's better to be loved than it is to love.
Here's a band that's opening the doors of musical expression, and they're topping the charts as the first week of August 67 gets underway.
Artie's Time Warp.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
More sports in August 67, the Orioles' Brooks Robinson hits into a record fourth triple play. Ken Harrelson is baseball's first free agent and signs with Boston. And Alvin Dark is fired, rehired, and fired again as manager of the A's, all in the same day.
Artie's Time Warp says,
여보세요.
Namaste.
예레드.
Hello, in the international language of music.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And
mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
More new LPs in August 67 from The Byrds and Frank Zappa. Pink Floyd releases their debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, in the UK. Aretha Franklin's new LP is Aretha Arrives, which concludes with her current single.
If you want my love, if you
boy, you're gonna get. where steel drums, harpsichords, and green tambourines go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
The Hollies are sounding good.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
Always something special to me, quite independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
Still learning, you use my mind and I'll be your teacher. When the lesson's over, you'll be with me. Then I'll hear the other people saying,
hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
We'll break for a couple of minutes, then we're back with more from August of '67.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.